This special episode of Summer S'mores is presented by Solo Stove. Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Trust us, once you've sat around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Go check them out at solostove.com. Use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new pit.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums, a six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chums. We're going to refill our drinks, and then tonight, in this episode, we're eating pizza.
Yes. Now, a lot of people think a podcast, it's sort of an audio experience. What would the excitement be of listening to people eat pizza? Let me tell you something. No one enjoys a freshly cooked homemade pie like I do. You're going to hear me have maximum orgasmic.
Oh, come on.
No, come on. Ruined it. You were setting the whole tone of it.
I don't want to eat gooey cheese pizza when you talk like that.
No, what I mean by orgasmic is not in the crude way that you guys thought. What I'm talking about is you're going to hear me at my heightened sense of food glory. I'm going to be tasting this pizza because I love a good pizza. Actually is my favorite food. If you had asked me, you know, 20, 30 years ago, I'd say, when I check out of this life, if they said, you've got 10 minutes left, what do you want? I would say a really good margarita pizza and a glass of red wine.
Good, because you're going tonight.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm okay. I've had a good one. But I would say, so this is, I think, a good audio experience for people. You're going to hear me really chewing, swallowing, and you're going to hear my... You're going to hear my digestive juices at work.
Ew.
God.
Well, listen, but it's a symphony. I've been told by friends and intimates that when I digest, put your old ear up to the belly.
Ew.
And it's
Conan.
It's like listening to Mozart. And that's what you're going to hear tonight. You're going to hear a man digesting food that he really truly loves. And I think a podcast has never been used in a better way than tonight.
What is the opposite of erotic? I feel like you just sterilized me.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you're welcome, because you...
You're a defluffer.
I'm a defluffer. yeah.
If they need a...
You know what happens when someone takes like way too much Viagra and it won't go away?
Yeah.
They rush me in. I'm flown in from around the world. And what I do is I describe to them the sounds of my digestive juices, and immediately their problem is gone. They're no longer a towel rack. Everything is taken care of.
A towel rack.
No, suddenly... Suddenly, it's all taken care of. And that is the service that I provide. Flown around the world. Well, anyway, here we are, and it is...
They fly you?
Oh, they fly me in.
You could just call them.
You know what? I hadn't thought of that. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
You know what? That's not on me. That's not on them. They always provide a Learjet. And the carbon footprint is disgusting. And you know what? Now that you bring it up, I'm going to talk to them.
Okay, good.
Because, I mean, the last one I did was in Abu Dhabi. They flew me in. Some very wealthy person in Abu Dhabi had accidentally, he thought they were jelly beans. And it was Viagra. Anyway... This guy could drill through solid slate. And they were actually using him to try and find more oil. That's a true story. They said, you know, before Conan gets here, we might as well use him. He hit 7 gushers. Yeah, and 6 of them were oil. Anyway, the point is...
6 of them were oil.
Listen, the point is... that I'm going to have a wonderful time tonight because I do love me a pizza.
Well, let's talk about that. We were able to order our ideal pizzas. So, Conan, why don't you tell us what your toppings are?
I'm going to take a cue from someone some of you may know named Jordan Schlansky. Jordan Schlansky, I've done many, many, many remotes with him. He's a famous irritant in my life. But on some things, he's correct. And he said one thing to me. Of the 10,000 things he said to me, there was one thing that stuck to me as true. Which is the true test of a pizza is that it should be a margarita pizza. Very simple, no toppings, because that's how you can really determine if it's got determine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I just had some Novocaine injected into my face, but just before I had the rum. That's how you can determine if it's a really good pizza. So I'm a purist. Ugh. I like just a margarita pizza. If it's got too much stuff on it, I get distracted and my various intestinal juices are thrown off course. Gourley, how about you?
I like mushrooms and just a dash of your intestinal juice.
Yeah, You realize a mushroom is a fungus that's found in the forest. What, do you really like a mushroom on your pizza?
I don't like mushroom on anything but pizza and pasta. But cheese is basically a fermented, curdled milk.
I'm fine with that. I don't care. Okay. Don't talk to me. Don't diss my cheese.
He's just taking your logic and applying it back to
you
and what you like.
I can't even hear you, Sona, my headset.
But it's
when you speak, it doesn't work.
What? That's weird.
I know. I don't understand.
How are you responding to her?
I know. How are you? You just responded to what I said.
Well, I'm responding to your hand signals.
Oh.
But anyway.
You just responded directly
to
my question.
Damn it. This goddamn headset is so sexist. Goddamn sexist.
It's the headset.
It's these sexist headsets that we get. Sona, if you want to communicate, please. Please use some other form because this isn't coming through.
Oh, okay.
No, but in all honesty, what were you going to say?
What bare confessional are you about to do?
Lay it bare.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's just too much bullshit tonight. I don't know. I'm just saying that I like to be a purist about things. And so mushrooms.
I wasn't finished.
And I don't want to diss the mushroom community because I know there are a lot of people. And my wife.
Diss the mushroom community.
Listen.
Brave stance.
You don't want to get canceled.
Stance, yeah.
Hey, listen.
By the mushroom
people. We live in a volatile time where the country is divided.
Don't upset Mario and Luigi, man.
The country is divided between mushroom and non-mushroom. And
there's mushrooms in the game, Sona.
Oh, that makes sense.
So I'm not I don't love a mushroom. I have to say, you know what a lot of it is? I love the flavor of mushroom. It's the texture.
Yeah, I'm not a huge texture guy, but
it's a little slippery.
But when you get the cheese in there, and I like also I got tomato chunks and basil.
Oh, good.
And so I think when you mix that in, you'll find you've got a happy.
My brother Neil makes me crazy because he calls it basil.
Why does he do that?
Just to
like
annoy me.
British name?
No, exactly. And he says things like, "Are you going to have some basil with that?" And I'll say, "It's basil." And he'll go, it's basil.
No.
And he's wrong.
How do you know he's wrong?
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
Okay.
Trust me.
But he might be right. We might all be pronouncing basil wrong. He might be right with basil. So thanks, Neil.
Why are you such a devil's advocate for basil?
I don't know. I just think that you're just shitting on your brother right now, and he's not even
brother.
Here to defend himself.
Hey, listen.
I like Neil.
I'll go further. I love Neil, but
I'll go further.
It's basil.
I'm sexually attracted to Neil.
Well, look. Cheers, Neil. You seem to have won the evening. He's listening right now on a curved top radio. He's an antique radio collector. Anyway, I've just got I'm a little phobic about mushrooms, but I respect it. I just, it's not my thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, point taken.
So you've got mushroom. What else?
Little tomato chunks and basil. Excuse me, basil. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And it's tomato chunks. Here we go.
Yeah.
And what do you got, Sona?
I got pepperoni. I got olives. I got mushroom. And that's it.
Boy, we are an adventurous group.
I thought you were going to keep going.
I know, I did too. I thought I had more in me.
I thought you were going to...
Yeah.
I got hummus.
Why is it always hummus?
You love hummus.
Why do you always bring up hummus,
Do you love hummus?
I do, but who eats it on a pizza? What's wrong with you?
Admit it for a second.
No, you can't say admit you like hummus. That says you could say it to anybody. Every time you talk about food I like, you bring up hummus, and I don't know why you do that.
Because you call it hummus, first of all, and you
I
devour
don't call it hummus.
You do.
I call it hummus, which
Wait,
is what it's
that?
It's hummus. It's
hummus. It's hummus.
Hummus.
Yeah, I just pronounce it less white than you do.
Okay, man, it's getting intense around here.
You're the one who's like all up on the mushrooms.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And I've got mushrooms on mine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like you're coming from a place that's very
mushroom
judgy.
Kids unite.
Yeah.
I got a little Judge Reinhold going. and I got to take it easy.
Yeah.
You got to bring up Judge Reinhold.
Why because don't you? That's a reference that makes the kids go crazy. Kids are all like, oh, right, Beverly Hills Cop 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And they go nuts.
Fast Times.
Oh, man, Fast Times. Don't get me started.
Yeah, the one with Fred Savage where they swap bodies.
Wait, what?
What?
The body swap movie with Fred Savage and Judge Reinhold.
You know, how many body swap movies have there been? There have been at least 15.
My wife and I considered a podcast run called Potty Swap where we covered them all.
And then what happened? One of you sobered up?
Both of us immediately went, that's a horrible idea.
Do you realize child services would come and take your daughter away from you? We're going to do Potty Swap. It's all about wee-on, knock, knock, knock. Is your daughter here? Yeah, she's over there. We're going to do potty swap. Where's she going? Oh, God. Oh, well. Time to record.
That's so right. Ugh, gross. It's gross.
Summer S'mores series is back. Each year, we gather around a Solo Stove fire pit. This year, Solo Stove sent us the bonfire. Designed to put out some serious heat without putting off that dirty S word. You know what I'm talking about? Smoke!
Oh, that word.
That's right. The Solo Stove is uniquely designed to burn off smoke before it ever escapes the top of the fire pit. Trust us. Once you've sat around a smokeless fire, you'll never want to go back. Solo Stove has multiple different colors. They're portable. So you can take it with you into a backcountry, the beach, anywhere you want to go. It's pretty incredible. Looks good. Works great. Plus, it has a lifetime warranty, which means we could do 150 seasons of this show, and it would still last. Now, people would grow tired of us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the stove would keep cooking. Go check them out at solostove.com and use promo code Conan to get $10 off your new fire pit.
Pepperoni. Olive, mushroom.
You've told us.
Yeah, we got
hummus.
It.
Okay.
Oh, there is hummus?
Oh, you said hummus.
Yeah.
Wait, seriously? I knew it.
Is there really hummus
there is,
on there?
There really hummus. Is hummus on there.
You
no, there isn't hummus.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sona. Sona, admit, you know the way they can inject cheese into the crust in some pizzas?
Don't say it.
No, I'm going to. Admit, just think for a second.
No.
If they could put a delicious hummus into the crust, would you like to try that?
No, I would not. That
Why?
Sounds disgusting.
It doesn't.
Why? It does.
But
hummus
pizza
is great.
Crust is like pita bread.
Exactly.
Would you guys do it?
Yes, because it's basically bread with pita.
Okay.
I'm sorry, bread with hummus.
If we're going to eat it, can you guys put hummus in their crusts?
They've
can
all
you
left.
Them?
Everyone's
oh,
gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does someone here, I'm sorry, I'm just assuming someone here has a hypodermic needle filled with hummus? What are you talking about? Can someone on the fly inject hummus into the pizza crust? What? No? What kind of shit show is this? I thought you people were professionals.
You owe me an apology.
You know I love you. I'm hugging it gorily.
You owe me an apology.
I do. And I've owed you an apology for many years,
yes,
and you're
yeah.
never getting it, for real.
All right. Well, you're not getting one from me.
Let's talk about
Let's
how...
Let's get these pizzas in here.
Well, first of all, don't we need to mention how we're getting these pizzas?
Well, the Solo Stove pie.
The Solo Stove pie, it's incredible. There's like, it looks like a very friendly robot over there.
Yeah.
And it looks like something that can easily be moved around. You could throw it in the back of a car. You could take it anywhere you go, and it makes you a nice pizza.
What would it sound like if it could talk?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, my God. Is that Conan O'Brien? Take it easy. I'm just a pizza stove, but he's one of the best. He's a genius. Who are those two people with him who are unfamiliar to me?
Those are the mushroom kids. I love them.
They may not be comedy geniuses, but they like mushrooms, and I'm okay with that. Would you introduce our guest, please?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you
wow,
guys doing?
Wow, this is exciting. So we've got the raw pizzas here. Come on in. DG?
Yes,
GD.
DG.
Yeah. Chris.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Yes.
DG and Chris have just walked in.
Look at
and
this.
You guys come to us through Solo Stove. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're both dressed in festive wear. I wish you had dressed up a little more. Maybe a tuxedo would be nice. You're in the presence of gods, if you will.
What?
But
no, talk into that mic behind you.
We'll step back.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, DG.
Yes.
Tell me, what are you holding there?
So, I believe this is your pizza.
It looks like
it
mine.
Is a purist pizza.
Yep.
We have Neapolitan dough, tomato sauce, fresh mozzarella, and basil.
Hey! Yay! GG, thank you.
Neil.
Shout out to my brother Neil. Brookline, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Brookline.
I'm the oldest and the best. So let me ask you something. Are you someone who makes pizzas regularly?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And have you had much practice with this particular stove?
Yes, a lot of practice. This is the only stove I use.
Okay, wow. Terrific. Yeah. Wow. All right. You seem like a great advocate for this. It's called this solo. It's just called the Pi, right?
It's called the Pi. Yeah. We launched it on Pi Day 314.
Oh. Because it's actually spelled P-I, right?
Yeah, like exactly. It's a play on words, obviously, right? Yeah. But yeah, Pi. This is the Pi.
That's because of Pi, the equation.
Well, what is it? Can you tell me what the equation is?
Yeah.
All the digits?
3.14723216583.
Okay, he knew I couldn't check and
eight,
I didn't
six,
know.
75309.
Oh, that's a great reference too. Hey, if you want to
Judge Reinhold.
I'm just telling you that we're all in the same boat and we're going down together.
Also,
hey,
that solo
if you enjoyed 1982, hang out with these three guys. listen, thank you so much. And tell me, is it easy to make with this particular oven?
There's a learning curve when you're cooking with pizza, especially with an oven that gets to 900 degrees. But
did you say 900 snap. Degrees?
900 degrees.
Oh my
so
God.
It gets up to, I've actually got it to 1,000. We're from Texas, so no wind. 110 degrees in the summer. We have an infrared thermometer. I've gotten it to about 1,050 degrees.
Wow. Now, does that mean... if it's at such a high temperature and you put the pizza in, do you have to immediately remove it?
You got to immediately turn it. So it's all about turning it. So you see there's no stone in here. So you got to turn it. I will say 1,050 is not what you want to cook it at.
Okay. Yeah.
We figure the best temperature is about 750. It'll get to 900 and you could put cast irons and cook things other than pizza. Reverse sear steaks, fajitas. But for pizza, 750 is kind of the sweet spot.
DG, let me ask you quickly, and if it's okay, I'd like to call you DG.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. Well, of course, that's how he introduced himself.
The last name
is Chris. That's what he wants to be called.
And this is Chris.
That's
DG,
yes.
If you don't mind, and I'm going to call you DG despite your protestations that I not. DG, let's say the oven could get up to 3,000 degrees. Let's say we took the solo pie and we put it in a space capsule and we took it near the center of the sun and we got it up to several thousand degrees. Could the pizza cook well if you could remove it within like a nanosecond?
A nanosecond, yes, I would say. We cook these in about 80 seconds at about 750. Wow. So if you do the math right, 3,000, your time's in about 5, so divide it by 580, a nanosecond, you can get there.
If you're by the sun, can't you just hold it out and sun can cook it?
You can't stand that close to the sun because there's nowhere to stand.
Oh. Yeah, listen.
Where are you putting the oven?
Where's the oven?
Sona, I introduced a very intelligent scientific conversation, and then you ruined it with your blithering blathering.
In the sun kitchen.
Thank you.
Solar powered pizza. I like it though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
cook these babies.
So let's cook it up. DG, now you're going to put mine in. And how do you turn it?
Do you bless it at all?
Yeah, here, I'll show you. We got the turn.
Bless it? Did you say bless?
I've blessed it already.
Bless the pizza or bless the oven?
Please. Are we going to watch or are we going to talk?
Okay, here we go. We're going to launch this. So first we do a shimmy and shake.
Mm. Shimmy and shake. Hey, you're talking about my wedding night.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
It moves on the peel. Because if not, that's the hardest thing. It sticks. So you want to make sure it moves.
Now, have
like
you
this.
Put flour down on that? Is that what you
did? We use semolina flour.
Of course.
Of course.
Flour. Well, I didn't I thought that went without saying. Yeah. Semolina flour.
I would have done the same thing.
It's for the listeners.
So, okay, you've put it in, and now...
The clock is ticking.
Now, do you go by your watch, or do you go by
Don't
visual?
Distract him.
Oh, sorry.
It's actually by the back of the crust. So you wait for it to kind of raise up in the back because that's the hottest part of the oven. It starts, it's called leoparding. You get the crust to leopard. And as you see that's when you start turning it.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll heat up this right here.
It's okay if you mess that one up. That's Conan's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good we start with this.
You know what? I don't like mine being first.
Yeah, I do.
You know the first pancake is always kind of a disaster?
Yeah.
And DG put mine in first.
Yeah.
But yours is the most basic. That's like a beginner pizza for babies.
Oh, please. Babies. Yours is basically mine. Just you put a bunch of fungus on top of it. Basically, a dead tree fell on yours.
It's cultured.
Okay. Uh-oh. I see.
Just turning up the heat so you can...
Are you seeing DG?
Yes.
If I can call you DG, and I hope that's not overly familiar, although it is the term you asked us to use. DG, are you seeing leoparding?
Yeah.
Yes.
And why is it called leoparding? Because of the spots?
It's the crust. So you get those dark spots.
Yes, oh. The dark spots. Yeah. That's what I mean. The spots on the crust.
The spots on the crust. Sorry, yeah. Spots on the crust.
I think we both meant the same thing. You tried to
so
make
you
me
can
look
see,
like...
I'll take
oh,
it out.
Oh,
that's
some real leopard.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now,
there
okay,
she is.
Don't be afraid to be in there a little longer for me.
We'll leave it at... You like it crispy, a little extra crispy, or...
No, I don't. I just want to make... You unhappy. No, I think it's good. I think what you're doing is good. DG. Just
you do you.
DG, what's DG short for?
So last name is Di Giovanni.
Oh.
Listen, of course.
Of course, right?
But listen, wow. You should have said that. You're making pizza. You said,
I know.
You should have said, my name, Dad Giovanni.
Di Giovanni. I got to do it this way.
What's your first name?
His name is Peter. Mortimer. I am Mortimer Di Giovanni.
He butchered it.
Quiet.
He butchered it so bad.
This is looking amazing.
Is it looking good?
Yeah. It's looking really good. And you know what? I can smell it from here,
yeah,
too.
It smells amazing.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Shit.
There we go.
Wow. And then Chris is ready with the assist.
There we go.
Look at that.
That's going to have to cool for about 6 hours. You basically just put that into a nuclear fusion reactor. What did you just
what
do?
What the fuck?
What was that?
What was that?
Just putting another log on the
fire. Oh, you got to explain that. People are listening. They're not watching. So for all they know, you just fell off the balcony.
Well, no, I just put a log on the fire.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. We got to explain what you're doing.
It's all right. The people know.
I don't think they
we
do.
Don't forget about the fire.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, DG. That looks fantastic, and yeah. I look forward to sampling it. I think we should move on to these idiots' pizzas.
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing at that?
We are idiots.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. Here we go. I can't wait. I love it when those...
Juice.
I love it when the fungus cooks.
Whose is that?
That looks like yours because it's got basil on it.
Oh, yeah, and basil.
Yeah.
Did you guys, were you able to find a hummus hypodermic needle?
We do. We have one coming out.
Okay.
You know what?
Injected. It sounded pretty good. To be
most
honest.
Good chefs.
It did not sound good, DG. You're
most
lying.
Most good chefs always have a hypodermic with hummus in it. Occasionally there's a mishap where someone's having a heart attack and they're like, quick, grab the hypodermic.
What do you?
And they inject hummus directly into the heart.
And that saves the heart from the
No,
attack?
It's a mistake. It's a terrible mistake. Oh. They die instantly. But then everyone has a wonderful time eating the Forget it.
No, please stop. Please stop.
No, you stop.
You stop.
Hey, good comeback.
Thank you. Thank you.
Comeback of the year.
Yeah, comeback of your face.
Okay. What's happening?
Comeback of your face.
Comeback on your face, bro.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I know, it's
We've
there.
Now
it's
entered,
there.
We're
there.
Yeah, oh we boy, entered, we're back to gastric we juices.
We entered into a deadly territory here. Now, Matt, you seem fine, and as you can tell, I'm fine.
Mm.
I am.
Well, I'm just in general, like baseline, you're not fine.
No. I know baseline I'm not fine, but yeah. My chemistry has not been altered. Sona, you are 3 sheets to the wind.
I'm not 3 sheets.
Oh!
Hold on. I'm just like, I'm drinking a little quicker than I usually normally do, just because it's a great drink.
Thank
and you.
You
can't taint it.
No. It's a great drink, and you can't taint it.
Great.
Now,
come
that
back
is
at your face.
That is an advertising slogan every liquor company wants now. Every spirits company. Ryan Reynolds is calling right now to say, hey, can I use that for my gin? It's a great drink, and you can't taint it.
You can't taint it.
That flavor's so good, you can taint it.
Your taint can taint it.
Okay, Sona. Please, there's a danger at some point.
Oh no!
That you'll become unprofessional.
Okay.
Drunk Sona is funk Sona. It's good.
All right. No, I'm fine. I'm in a good place.
She's
in
a really good place. Now
we're good. We're
who's
fine.
Looking after the kids tonight?
That's They're here.
Good question. I don't know. No.
What are you talking about? No. When we were before the show, when you and I were down the street, you had a lovely conversation. I think your husband's there, and
yeah.
I believe your father's there as well.
No, my in-laws are watching the babies. And mm-hmm. Tack is at his karate practice. And
has he ever used karate in real life? Has he ever been attacked by a bunch of ninjas in the street or
okay,
anything?
Okay, you don't.
I'm
you
asking
what?
A real question. That's a real question.
Can I weigh in on this? I rode in with Sona today,
mm-hmm.
and I was riding in the passenger seat, and in the dashboard, there was a solid block of mahogany wood. And I went, what's this for? And she said, sometimes when Tack drives, he just puts that on his lap and punches it.
Yeah.
Oh my
He's
God,
conditioning
that's impressive. I'm wondering, have you ever seen it in action?
I mean, I've seen him do karate when I've gone to exhibitions and stuff, But if you're talking about, are we walking down a dark alley and someone jumps out and is like, give me all your money. And then he's like, karate.
Chop, chop, chop.
He doesn't say chop, chop, chop.
Why not?
That's not, you don't.
You're supposed to.
Karate is not saying chop,
yes,
chop, chop.
Yes, it
chop.
Is. Yes, it
you're
is.
Supposed to say chop, yeah. Chop, chop, chop. My point is, there's a part of me that's a little curious.
Yeah.
I kind of want to attack your husband just to see what would happen.
He would brutally beat you.
Do you really think
but
so?
But I also don't think you need any karate training to brutally beat you.
What if we went and did a home invasion tonight at their house?
Yeah. So when he was,
you know what's really great? Mock home invasions as a prank.
Yeah.
In California. That's a wonderful idea. Hey, I got a better idea. Let's do that in Texas. Let's go do some mock home invasions just for fun and see how that goes.
Oh, why? Because they have guns?
They have a lot of guns.
Their guns have guns.
Yeah. He went out of town and I went to go get a weapon to protect myself and he had a sword. So I was sleeping and I had a sword next to me the whole time. But if anyone ever broke into my house, I wouldn't know what to do
with
it.
What did I tell you earlier today? That there's a certain friend of mine who's also known, he's in the public eye, who regularly gifts me weapons.
Yeah.
We're talking about Joel McHale.
Yes.
Joel McHale every Christmas gives me a deadly weapon. But it's all, they're all kind of interesting, like weird blades and crazy samurai swords and a mace. He gave me a modern day mace, like that you could, you know, hit someone over the head with.
A ball with spikes.
Yes, exactly. So I have all this stuff in my house. So crooks, robbers, and ruffians, beware. I'm armed with a Joel McHale armory of stilettos, blades, bashers, and smashers. Oh, look, our pizzas are ready.
Oh, thank God.
Just in time for me to stop this crazy monologue that's going nowhere.
Oh, what do you call that?
Growth.
That is a pizza wart.
A pizza wart?
Hey.
Yeah, one of the pizzas looks like it needs surgery.
Is that my guy?
Yeah.
That looks amazing.
It's got olives. Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
So I just take the whole thing.
Yeah, you can take the whole
thing. Oh my God, that looks really nice.
I'm gonna fuck this pizza up.
All right, Sona, just take it easy.
I'm gonna marry this pizza in a courthouse wedding.
Yeah. I wanna write this pizza a letter stating my intentions and hoping I get a affirmative response. That's very good.
Let's hear you chew them.
Let's hear you chew them, Eduardo.
Oh, God, help me. That's delicious.
That is very good. Good. Gentlemen.
Okay.
GG, Chris, this is really good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This
God.
Is,
we
I mean,
I love pizza. I love pizza. I love pizza all day.
I can't believe your songwriting career never took off. Guys, this is cooked the exact correct amount of time.
Thank you. Yeah.
Chewy, but not too crispy.
I like it a little chewy.
Huh? Yeah.
You heard me.
Well, I said chewy, which was a good thing, and then you said, I like it chewy. And that's like me saying, you know, my wife, she's very pretty. I like pretty women. What's wrong with pretty women? No one was disagreeing with you, weirdo.
Are there napkins?
Look, just lay off.
Okay.
I'll get you some.
No, hang out here.
Listen, my congratulations to you and to, we got to give it up for Pie. This
it's
is an amazing.
It's all the pie. It's not us. Yeah.
No. Guess
the oven right here.
DG and Chris, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Can I do this if I don't know how to make pizzas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. There's a little learning curve. I wouldn't throw a party and start making pizzas for 30 people. Do it by yourself. Do a couple trial runs, and then you can do that.
Should I open a business?
Give it one or two tries, you'll be an expert.
I did that. I opened a pizza restaurant, and I have never made a pizza before. And I did it in New York, in like a very intense area where there's a lot of competition, and I had never tried it before. And guess what? The place failed immediately.
I'm devouring this pizza.
All right, stop it.
It's really hard.
This is really terrific. Thank you. And soon you'll hear in the next installment, the juices in my stomach working away.
Boo.
Yeah. This is a celebrity scoop. Guys, thank you very much. I think we should move on. We'll see you at the next episode. Is that correct? Matt, tell us what's happening in the next episode.
Next episode, we're going to get deep into the world of pizza art with special guest, my sister-in-law, Sarah Lund.
Thank you, Sarah. Gentlemen, I salute you.
Thank you.
We will see you next time. Don't miss out on this. By the way, it is pitch black right now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Wow, that happened quick.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when the sun goes to the other side of the earth. We'll talk to you later.
Bye now.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 323-451-2821 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.